Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Welcoming me onto the program, it's the Mayor of Orange. How are you, Reg Kidd?
Oh, fantastic, Neil. We went over a long weekend. A weekend. With absolute no rain. Beautiful sunshine and ideal conditions for people to get out and get vaccinated. So I was over the moon.
Yeah, absolutely. And about 10% of the population thought, that's a good idea. Let's go and roll our sleeves up, get the jab to get us out of lockdown.
Wasn't that fantastic? Over that weekend, 4,212 people got vaccinated. So, look, a big thank you, particularly to health, the DPIEH, Australian Defence Forces, who were there working. The volunteers, I really want to mention them. They're the ones that don't get paid anything. You know, your SES, if you like, real fire service people from here around in Orange. And, look, a big call out, I know it's an ad, but I rang up two people chasing around on Friday to look, you know, for people standing in the lines, a bit of sustenance. I contacted a local orchard, Tim and Jane West. Yeah, no worries. In comes a bulk bin full of gala apples. I contacted the Ashcrofts out at IGA, right, saying, look, we're looking at water and muesli bath. Right, can you come down? I've gone down, met with their manager, store manager. What do you need, you know? Over 1,000 muesli bars and 1,000 bottles of water.
Wow.
And I've got my ute out here. Don't worry about that. All delivered up there. Now, you know, local businesses given to the community. And those people that stood out, you know, looking at people, do they have the right stuff with them, put them in the line, talking, music playing, all volunteers. So, look, a big, big thank you from council and the community for what they did, all the work that they put in, and of course the other bureaucracies that were there running the show. They did a great job, and the particularly health, I spoke with so many of them over the few days that I was in and out of there, and look, things went well. I think in all of that, they said there was only two abusive people out of 4,212. That's not bad, is it?
That's not...
A couple of people, only two. That is fantastic. And they said it was just great, and people were patient, and a bit of music, and you know, standing there and doing a bit for the community. I think it was just fantastic.
Yeah, and don't forget, a reminder to everyone that there are still 16 other locations, 16 opportunities to go and get vaccinated. If you haven't done so yet, why not? That is the question I have for you all. And then we've seen some absolute gooses, or I believe the plural is geese, that were partying on the weekend, and the police had to go and shut that down.
Yeah, isn't that a shame? You know, you've still got the odd persons that do the wrong thing. You know, a group from here went to some party over at Park, and then one in Summer Street. You know, so there are still people out there just, oh, you know, this is a nonsense. It's not real. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, if you think that's right, stay at home. Don't endanger other people. Simple as that. You know, it is free world, free choice. But for heaven's sake, don't endanger other people. And people, we want to get out of this lockdown. I want to see my family, my friends, my clients. I want to go into the studio with you, Neil, and do this, you know?
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Do those people think it's a conspiracy? Go and speak to one of the millions of people that have lost lost loved ones as a result of this virus. It's not a conspiracy. It's real, and it is killing people, and we've got to do the right thing and get vaccinated.
Yeah, look, and I'll be back here on the 27th of September to do those second doses for all those people. And don't forget, they're all first dose people. So they'll be back here on the 27th with Pfizer and the AZ to do those 4,212. But you're dead right. 16 outlets, a number of pharmacists, GPs, a private public hospital where you can still go and get your first or your second. And I suspect by the time that second one rolls around, the 27th, they'll be very, very close to having a third one, and that's the Moderna vaccine. So no excuses not to.
No, absolutely.
And it's free.
Right.
Listen, the most important thing, I had a couple of people, oh, well, you know, the cost, et cetera, and all this. So I said, well, it's free.
Yeah. Yep.
It's free.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Aren't we lucky that it is? Now, look, tell me about the old sale yards out on Edward Street there. What's happening with that?
Well, look, as you know, we've done the Southern Distributor up there, and we've done Edward Street up the top end. And it's gone through now. That's a 14-lot industrial subdivision that links into that Southern Distributor. And I think it'll be very, very popular and in fairly hot demand. I know I've spoken with a couple of well, businesses already that are looking at a couple of lots up there. So that's exciting. And a new residential one out on the Ophir Road, 345 allotments out on the Ophir Road that sort of goes Ophir Road, swings across over the top of the hill, sort of heading back towards CSU, you know. So all very exciting. A lot of development still happening. And as you know, driving around town, all the tradesmen are very, very busy. And look, I believe with those solar installations, there's an interesting one. The one on the Civic Centre is now finished. And can I just say, because we have people out there, you know, what's council doing about alternative energy? Well, have a look at the lighting system in Summer Street and all over the place, which saves millions of dollars over 10 years because it's low energy lighting. We've got solar installations on the Civic Centre. We have them out at the airport. We have them at the pool. We have them at the Works Depot and a number of other buildings around town. And you can't see them, but very effective, very efficient, and lower our energy bills. And we're right into looking at sustainable energy in the future and a combination of things that we can use for our energy sources.
Yeah, indeed. All right, finally, mate, the east side of town there, that old DPI building area, I believe that's being looked at.
Yeah, very, very, very importantly, it's called the East Side Precinct and Development Control Plan. A lot of work's been done in that with our staff and others, sort of looking at revitalising that area, a combination of inner-city living, if you like, and retail shops and what we can do to jazz up that part of town. And look, it's so close to the CBD, isn't it, and to the railway. Pleasant walks and beautiful homes in around that area, and looking at what can be done. So that's out there for display. Go and have an actual look at it. And I certainly know that the DPI building at the moment is inhabited by UGL, who got the John Holland contract. They're using that part of it. But, yeah, this is looking at, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the track, revitalising that whole area.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Thank you, mate, as always, for the update. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Neil.